Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, I say best bits because it's a show, a podcast we really would never have wanted to do. We learnt earlier this morning, a couple of hours before we came on air, that our good friend Andy Smart had passed away overnight. He was a big part of the show over the years, over 16, 17, 18 years. Andy had known him for 35 years, so it's hit us pretty hard. As it did the listeners. We had so many wonderful messages from people who enjoyed listening to Andy on the show. So it was. We thank you for those. If you were among them, it was lovely to hear your tributes. We made our own tribute on the show. We played a couple of Andy's best bits.
He'll make you smile.
They certainly will. Yeah, which is, I'm sure, is exactly what he would have wanted. So, so today's podcast really is a tribute to our old friend Andy Smart. We hope you enjoy it. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy. And we've been. We always try and attack the show and have a lot of fun and keep it upbeat, but we're not feeling particularly upbeat at the moment. About an hour and a half ago or so, we discovered that our friend Andy Smart had passed away.
I couldn't believe it, really, and just gutted by the news. I've known him for 35 years, and it's difficult. I mean, the thing is, he was such fun, so it feels almost inappropriate
it
to
does.
Be so sad.
It does.
He's such a laugh and such a good bloke.
I think we're at that sort of stage at the moment where we're still sort of processing it, but I don't doubt for a minute, in the fullness of time, that that we'll remember the laughs. I mean, he was a regular visitor. His involvement with the show came about because Andy had worked with him on the American football coverage on Channel 4 with Angelo.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
The Vicious Boys.
And and he came in as a guest a couple of times very early on. And so many of the listeners have been sort of paying tribute. We posted something on Twitter early on who loved having him in. He was an infectious giggler. He had so many life experiences, didn't he? He did so many mad things. I mean, every intro
check
we gave
out
him
his
was,
book, really.
A Hitch in Time, his book is called. And it just gives you a kind of flavour of the stuff he did. But we would say ball runner, comedy store player, Farnborough fan, Cresta runner, cheese chaser. I think cliff diving in Acapulco was the only thing left for him. But about, 62, 63? I think that would probably pass him by.
And, of course, the listeners are remembering his reports on, did it again this year, didn't he? Shrovetide football, the uppers and downers.
The uppers and downers every pancake day. Andy would be right in the hug, wouldn't he? He'd be there playing.
I'll tell
right
you, it's going to be 1-0. It always is.
And also, a regular at Cheltenham. His tips at Cheltenham were always eagerly anticipated. We've got an outside broadcast coming up, in the world of baseball. And I was saying to the producer, I was about to send him a text earlier on today, saying we've got to get Andy in for that because he loves the sport and he understands it, and he'll be brilliant to have there on the day. So.
Absolutely. And I think he became a big part of any outside broadcast. There was one point that we'd never do an outside broadcast and Andy wouldn't, but even in Brazil he came.
Yeah, he went out to Brazil. I mean, if you get a chance, it's still on YouTube. Himself and Nick Hancock did a documentary, spent time with the Iranian team in the build-up to the 98 World Cup. And Andy still had friends in the Iranian camp, and he came out of Brazil in 2014 and spent a few days with us and joined us on the show. And we're going to be sending out a few sort of pictures today of his involvement with the show, and we're going to play some stuff as well, because as I said, you know, Andy was, I think he kind of won us to.
Because he was a force of nature, as you said.
He loved being on the show, and we know from the response we've had that you enjoyed listening to him.
I think he listened to part of every show. Whenever there was a call subject, inevitably he'd come up with a story or an anecdote that he knew that sort of helped it along, and he was a really
you'd talk about the most, but he'd be in the studio and there'd be a crackpot story from the papers and he'd say, oh yeah, that happened to me once. And there was never any doubt that it had. I mean,
he was a hedonist, let's be
honest. He was an absolute hedonist, and he lived life absolutely to the full. But you kind of think people like Andy are indestructible, which is why it's quite difficult to take today.
Yeah, and sympathies for his family. And
absolutely,
His daughter, he's so proud of her.
His daughter Grace,
set designer.
Top set designer, and he was only tweeting the other day how proud he was of her. So, let's play some stuff, shall we? This is... Andy's, I'd call it his day job. It was his night job, really. Although it took him around the world with the Comedy Store Players. Was improv.
He was the king of improv.
He was one of the kings of improv. He'd been doing the Comedy Store at least once a week for, I don't know, 25, 30 years or something.
30 years,
like
I think,
that. And he came in one. We tried to see if Andy could do improv. Maybe he could go up there and guess
the answer was going to be
the Comedy Store Players. But let's bring you a bit of Andy Smart. Back in August 2015, trying to teach our own Andy Jacobs how to be the king of improv.
Are you ready, Andy? You listening to this? Andy
Jacobs? Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah, you're in the Clive Anderson role.
So we'll have some live improv now with the two Andys. And Andy Jacobs, you are...
Yeah.
The manager of a football team, you're preparing your substitute, who is Andy Smart, before coming on. So, take it away.
Well, you know, very, very...
he said football manager.
No, Andy, I've picked you for a reason. I think
I'm ready.
I want you to go out there. I want you to use
all
the skills that you've got.
Run it up and down.
Run up and down.
I can do that.
I want you to let him know you're there.
Okay. Which way are we kicking? No, come on, I'm serious.
You're a bit thick, aren't you?
Well,
I don't know why we're
supposed to be building me up before I go on. I can't believe this, boss.
That's one. Well, that's tremendous, wasn't it? It fooled me. I was in the moment there.
So there we are.
Weren't you?
Yeah, you're right. That's a start. Yeah. There are only brief cameos, and we'd be here all day otherwise.
Yeah, that's true.
It's now the chairman, and you've brought in the finance director, Andy Jacobs. You're the chairman of the football club, who isn't Roy Hodgson, unfortunately, from your point of view. He can't do all the jobs. And you're discussing buying a new kit with your finance director, Mr. Andy Smart.
Well, you know, I've given up managing.
Just the one impression, but milk it. Doesn't matter. It's all right. Doesn't matter.
Well, it's you know, club have come on hard times now, and I've got some sarongs for them. You fancy a team of sarongs this year?
Who am I playing them?
You're the chair. It's great. You're the chairman, Roy Hodgson.
No, clear off. Batesy here. I'm not wasting my money on that rubbish.
All right, then. Well, maybe I could come up with a couple of T-shirts with Team Crest on and some shorts, some nice Bermuda shorts.
How much are they going to retail for?
That's a good Ken Bates, though. That's memories. There's a few people around this place who are working here. He was here. They're hiding under the tables, including me.
There we are.
Oh, dear.
It's that laugh, isn't it? It was that infectious, throaty, giggle that he had.
Really good at it as well.
Yeah, well... Yeah. He was a big sports fan, obviously, and he listened to the show all the time. He would often be listening to the show and saying he liked stuff or be sending us texts and emails, little stories throughout the show. So, life goes on, and today is a tribute to him.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
If you've just joined us, you may not have heard the very sad news earlier on today that our old friend and regular guest on the show, Andy Smart, had passed away earlier this morning. There's some lovely tributes coming in.
I've had some lovely messages from listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much. So many of them have come in, and people just loved listening to him on the show and enjoyed his work. And one of the things, it's interesting, our producer John was saying he's made a donation to Crisis today. And that was one of the other things. Andy always came on the Christmas
show,
to talk about the work he did with Crisis at Christmas. He'd done different jobs every Christmas. He went there for about 5 or 6 days.
Mm. Overnight. He always did the overnight
That's
session.
Right. And he'd often be on the door, wouldn't he? Just chatting to the guys outside. And Jimmy Bob White says, Andy's the reason I never get a Christmas present. My family once asked what I wanted for Christmas. I just heard Andy talking about the work he did for Crisis at Christmas. So I said, donate to their Christmas appeals. I've not had a Christmas present since.
That's great.
But a lovely tribute from another regular on the show, Mark Steele, comedian and Palace fan. He said, I've just heard about Andy Smart. He said he was always a great big ball of fun whose ambition was simply to add to the total amount of fun. In a cricket match, I saw him take a stunning catch on the boundary with a cigarette in his mouth, he says. But that was it. I mean, you know, he'd love these tributes today. And if you can kind of leave the world with people thinking that of you, you haven't done too bad.
Oh, much loved. And just great memories come flooding back. I mean, I had a nice message from Moose, actually.
Yeah.
And he bumped into him at Farnborough a couple of weeks back. But we remember him telling Moose off in Rio.
Yeah, so that's funny. Right. The Moose can be a bit curt when he doesn't get what he wants. And we asked in English for a man who obviously was Brazilian for three beers for me, you and Andy, and the Moose wanted a Coke, but the guy didn't catch Coke. That, did he? He did a Diet Coke. So he comes over with four beers. We're watching the Brazil on this tiny little telly there. And the Moose starts having a go at our waiter. And Andy says, don't you talk to him like that. Really gave it to him back, didn't he?
Always,
put him in his
he
place.
He always joined in the Peter O'Sullivan game, the lookalike game, and Red Face of the Week at Cheltenham. Brilliant, really.
And he was such a regular guest on the show. He called us once and he said, you're never going to believe this. I've got a book deal.
Yeah.
I said, really? He said, yeah. A guy, I think a publishing company were listening, and they said, can we have a conversation? We really like some of those stories you've told on Talk Sport. Mm. And he said, well, I've barely scratched the surface. So he probably sat down, I imagine, for a couple of weeks and chatted to this editor at the publishing company. And from it came his book, which you can still find. It's called A Hitch in Time. And it does tell the stories. Andy was a very keen hitchhiker in the days, maybe when it was slightly less dangerous than it is now. But Andy hitchhiked all around Europe, different parts of the world. He was sort of an intrepid soul. And he was also somebody who had very close links to Liverpool, loved being up in Liverpool where he'd gone to university.
They were his main protein. Farnborough was his love, of course.
Before we come on to Liverpool, he came in when the book came out to talk about some of his best hitchhiking stories.
The main story is a hitch that I did in 82, which was I had this unrequited love affair with this woman who didn't really want to know anything about me. And we'd had the riots in Liverpool, and it was it was 45% unemployment in Toxteth where I lived. So it was just I needed to get out of Liverpool. So I decided to sell everything and hitchhike around Europe for the summer. And it was the Spanish World Cup. So I on my birthday, the 16th of June, it was England versus France in Bilbao. So that was the main aim of the trip. So I set off at the start of June and just sort of headed south, really.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it, to be able to do that?
And you've met along the way. I mean, generally, you've met a few weird people.
But
stories.
You take something from every lift. I mean, that was the joy of hitchhiking. I mean, it's a shame that people can't do it now because I think people are just scared now. But I mean, you got to meet so many different people. You got to hear different points of view. You got to learn things from almost everyone who gave you a lift would tell you something interesting. And I used to get bored of telling the same story over and over. So I would just make it up that I was like a dry stone wall builder, or I'd tell them that I was a mole catcher and I was, you know, there was a big infestation down in Norfolk and that's where I was headed. And I was
but people take you in, don't they, at different times? You know, they say, where you're headed for, it's a cold night. And people say, oh, look, come and stay at our place. And there'd be a concern about doing that now. But, you know, you were trusting and you did that. And generally you came up trumps.
I mean, I was in a position of privilege being, you know, a white male, but you know, I don't think there were as many women hitchhiking. But it was, people would just say, look, you're not going to get a lift, why don't you come and stay? And it was, there's a couple in the book, and one of them was, I was hitching back from my first ever Edinburgh, and Got picked up by two young lads, a guy called Billy and his brother. And they said, look, you're not going to get a lift past Selkirk. That's where we're going. Why don't you come and stay at ours? And it was a big house and they took me in, and it was like about 1 a.m. They said, well, tell our parents that you're staying. And they put me in the African room, which was this massive bedroom with masks and shields. Wow. and assegai on the wall. And they said breakfast at 8:30, but I didn't have a watch, so I didn't know what the time was, but I could hear people moving about. So I got up and washed me face and hair, went downstairs, and there was a bloke cooking breakfast in the kitchen in his dressing gown. And I said, hello. And he went, oh, you're the hitchhiker then. And he turned around and it was Sir David Steele.
No.
And I just, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Lady Steele made me a whole bag of sandwiches for my trip back to Liverpool.
To take on the road. Yeah. Fantastic.
What a story.
Wow. He never said no to anything, was he?
No.
I mean, that was always the thing. Because he was intrepid, and if he had the chance to go and do something, he'd always say, yeah.
He'd always have a go.
Because something interesting could come out of it.
He was such an expert on the Pamplona ball.
Yeah,
the balls
exactly.
As well.
And he was still doing that. He was still doing runs, wasn't he? And he was a bit of an arm around some of the rookies and would have a conversation whenever he went to Pamplona to... Remember he got... Didn't he... Oh, I just realised. Did he get COVID last year? So he couldn't go.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to go.
Didn't go, but...
Last year.
He was very proud of his Edinburgh Fringe record. I think he played at least 30 years every year at some sort of gig.
Regular
at Fringe.
Glastonbury every year with the Comedy Store players. Yeah. And well, I mean, as we said, he had links to Liverpool. He'd gone to university in Liverpool, and he used to love to go to Anfield, and he told us a story about that.
When you were living in Liverpool, you were at university, and you spent a lot of time out there and got to love the place, and you would go to Liverpool games. But to raise the money on a Saturday morning, you had an interesting method.
Yeah, well, Station A, which was sort of the central Liverpool police station, on a Saturday morning, we found that if you walked up and down between about 10:30 and 11, they'd always want someone for a police line up around there. And you used to get £2 for a police line up. And me and Jed Smith and Jed McCormick, we used to go down there. And the police would have come out and go, oh, not you three again. All right, come on then. And we'd all go in, and then we'd stand in the line, and me and Jed would have competitions to see if we could get picked.
That's not a good thing, is it, really?
It's not clever. No. And then one time we were in there, and the policeman came in and he said, right, before I bring the accused in, I want you all to take your shoes off. And I just went, why? And he went, well, because he's got blood all over his. And we went, well, he obviously did it then, didn't he? And he went, yeah, but we need an identification. So we all had to take our shoes off and show the potatoes in our socks.
So you used to use that money to go and buy tickets to
Then it was like 15p on the bus to Anfield. It was £1.50 to get in the cop. And then you'd have... money to a bit of money for a hot dog and bus trip home.
Oh, the kids are listening. Yeah. £2.
£1.50 is plenty.
It was 25p a pint in those days. You get 8 pints for £2.
Man, that's good.
And that was a good Liverpool side. You went in some of those great glory nights in Europe. You got to, didn't you?
Fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I can remember when they lost to Forest in the semi-final. Shilton saved a penalty, I think, and I've never seen 12,000 grown men cry before. It was just the whole of the cop was just sobbing that they'd gone out of the. It was, I mean, they were so emotional on the cop in those days.
Brilliant stories.
Brilliant. And such a sports fan and an overnight sports fan. He'd watch things like the Melbourne Cup.
I mean, he loved Aussie rules. Yeah. And he'd sit up all the night watching Aussie rules.
I don't think there was a sport he didn't love, actually.
Yeah, as I said, we're off to doing something outside broadcast at the baseball, and that would have been Andy would have absolutely loved it.
And
we would have invited him along, you know, as we always did, because we said we couldn't do an outside. He was our backup in those quiet moments when you did an outside broadcast, and maybe a guest hadn't turned up or there was no live sport. Yeah, we'll definitely miss him. We'll miss his tips. I mean, I know the listeners will. We used to have the Andy Smart tips. We would retweet, should I say. And we'd have, whenever I was on an Andy Smart day, he never won. And of course, when I lost faith in him, they were the ones that he always
John,
won.
John found a wonderful thing from this year's Cheltenham of us all backing a horse and standing on the balcony watching it win. And he was just loving it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loving it.
Yeah, sad news today that we've lost our great friend Andy Smart. We will play another little section to you in the final hour of the show.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
We end today with another short tribute to our great friend Andy Smart, who we sadly discovered this morning died earlier on today. And it's kind of knocked us for six. I mean, listening to the clips today, I think we're all kind of trying to process the fact we're not going to see or hear from him again. It just seems a bit unreal at the moment, because he was larger than life. He was a force of nature. We've had some wonderful tributes coming in from all of you. That says a lot about the man as opposed to the sort of performer. Lovely one from Chris in Worksop said, my 13-year-old son heard Andy Smart on a show a couple of years ago and still listens to the podcast of your show when he's been on. He's read his autobiography several times and loves the stories. We recently watched the video diary of the Iranian football team and his travels with Nick Hancock. My son will be absolutely gutted when he hears the news when he comes in from school, he says. He was a regular on the Christmas show. A number of people have said they met Andy when he came in for the Christmas show, and just before he headed off to work at Crisis over Christmas. And if you'd like the, if you're going to raise a glass for Andy tonight, if you were a regular listener to the show and you loved his contribution, why not maybe send whatever you can afford to Crisis as well.
Do that
in his name.
And a very nice message from Rupert Bell, of course.
Yeah, who loves spending time with Andy at Cheltenham. Yeah. We'll miss him. We'll miss him all the time, but I said we'll certainly miss him at those key times when we spent a lot of time with him. So we end the day with another little tribute. Andy's day job really was improv with a Comedy Store Players. It took him around the world and gave him a very enjoyable life and lots of brilliant experiences. But he always struggled, really, to get Andy into the world of improv and to up his acting appearances.
So because I'm not very good.
One Christmas Eve show, we tried it with Andy Jacobs and one of the TalkSport listeners, Keith. Here it is.
We thought a good little scenario would be you are Santa Claus, Father Christmas. Oh. Kids, if you listen, just to stand, he's a joke father, not a real one, he's a joke. So Andy's a kind of joke Father Christmas. Yeah. And you've gone in to see a couple of your elves. You've gone in there, you know, you've had a look, you've gone up. And so Keith and Andy are your elves, and you're not particularly happy with the quality of their work. And so we're going to see how the elves come back at you. But Andy, are you happy with this? You've gone in, you're having a word with the elves, you're not pleased with the way things are going here on Christmas Eve. Here we go then, the Comedy Store Players, Andy Smart with Keith Allen and Andy Jacobs.
Ho, ho, ho. Ah, elves, I see you have been busy.
Well, you know, it's been quite a busy time for us at the moment.
You haven't been that busy this year, have you?
I don't know what I'm doing here, really, whatsoever. Now, what about you, Elf Keith?
I've been quite busy, but the tools are no good, to be honest.
Right. Well, we all know that a bad elf blames his tools.
But they made a chocolate.
Yes, that's been our ploy for over 50 years
and
now.
And licorice, to be fair.
Well, we get sponsored by Roundtree's and Pontefract.
I used to know another manager, Sir Elf.
You've been working on these.
If I'd not given him a heads up, he would have just sat there staring at him. And no one wants
Is that a venison burger you're eating?
Oh, you know, very, very good, in fact. What else do you want us to do, Santa?
What's the best number one toy we're going out with this year?
Well, I don't know.
Tracy Island.
Tracy Island.
Keith, you're showing your age there, mate.
About 10 years ago, yeah. Possibly. Yeah.
Yes. No.
What have you been working on, young Jacob?
Transformers.
Robots in disguise.
Electrician.
They basically are the robots in disguise. Yes.
Can't work with it.
No, you can't. I don't blame you. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you very much.
That was very good, Andy. That was a good line, wasn't it? Keith was on fire as well.
It was fun.
Well, there we are. So, yeah, thanks for all your messages this afternoon. Much appreciated. We will all miss it. I'm sure you will as listeners too. So this afternoon's show dedicated to our friend Andy Smart.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That was this afternoon's show. We'll reconvene tomorrow. We'll have a birthday spread for you. But as I said, a different show today, one we never really would have wanted to do. But as a tribute to our great friend, we'll all miss him.
Oh, we'll miss him so much at Cheltenham next year.
Absolutely. But for now, thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.